kunodaba osolufakwe isicelo esifakwe enkantolo ephakeme ukuthi babhekisise lo mthetho ohambisana nokunikezwa kwabantu ukuhlala nobuzwe balapha kweSouth Africa, kakhulu kulaba abeleZimbabwe abanikezwa igunya lokuhlala lapho kusukisela ngo-2010 abazinkulungwane ezingamakhulu amabili kusukela ekuqaleni. Lolu daba solu isicelo sesifakiwe enkantolo ephakeme kusukumelelwe ukuthi uhulumeni ikakhulukazi ungqongqoshe wezangaphakathi kube uyena ophendulayo ukuthi uyasiphikisa lesi sicelo kumbe uyavumelana naso.
Manje nxa sikhangela imithetho yeSouth Africa, iyakuvumela yini lokho?
Umthetho ogunyaza ungqongqoshe wezasekhaya ukuthi anikeze lawo malungelo awukuvumi lokho, ngoba uyagunyaza ungqongqoshe ukuthi lawo malungelo usengawapha abantu aphinda wahotise anikeze abantu abakhethekile kumbe angabanikezi ashiye abanye ngaphandle. Ngokunjalo lowo mthetho wona kahle awukuvumeli lokho.
Kahle kahle ngobani abahambisa lolu daba emthethwandaba njalo bakhangelele ukuthi kusiya expire ama permit abo ngo-December, udaba lolu lungaba selungenile na emthethwanda?
Empeleni asazi ukuthi bawobani labo, ngoba asikawaboni kahle lamaphepha ahanjisiweyo enkantolo ephakeme ukuthi sithole ukuthi kunabantu abangayi abayibona bakhalazela lezo sikhalazo. Esikwaziyo ukuthi obamele kungu-advocate Chitando, kanti-ke angicabangi ukuthi babhekelele ukuthi kuyade kusiyofika isikhathi sokuphela kwama-permit akhona ngalesi sikhathi aphele kuphelele kukaDisemba walonyaka. Ngosuku lokugcina lukaDisemba nolonyaka kukhona okuzobe sokwenzakela, kodwa bazitshela ukuthi uma uhulumeni ubongqongqoshe wezangaphakathi engazange engeze kumbe aphinde avuselele lama permit, kusho khona ukuthi makulodaba lusenkantolo ngeke besaphinda ngeke baphume kulelizwe udaba lwabo luze luphele enkantolo.